come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one of these topics. My next guest is the chief economist for CREF at the California Lutheran University. Each year, he produces an economic forecast for Ventura County. He's going to give us a mid-year update on Ventura County's 2012 economic picture. Bill Watkins is a PhD. He's also the executive director of the Cal Lutheran Center for Economic Research and Forecasting and an associate professor of economics. Bill joins CLU in June of 2009. Bill has been widely published in academic journals, traditional media, and in new media, and he's quoted regularly by news organizations. Prior to coming to CLU, Bill was the executive director for the University of California, Santa Barbara's Economic Forecast Project. Previously, he served as an economist in the Monetary Affairs Division of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System in Washington, D.C. Bill holds a bachelor's degree in business administration and finance from California State University, Northridge, and he holds a master's and a doctorate in economics from UCSB. Joining us from right here in Ventura County. Hi, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, but I'm thinking I got to, you know, make that intro a little more brief.
Well, we'll do our best to cut down on it, but you are a man of many accomplishments. I don't want to cut you too short on that. So let's talk about it. It's June now. We're halfway through the year. So give my listeners, if you will, sort of a mid-year Ventura County economic forecast update. I mean, we started the year off 2012 very strong, but it appears to have fizzled out. So what lies ahead for the balance of 2012, including the crucial Christmas selling season?
Well, you know, we had expected a fall off, but we have been surprised by how strong the fall off has been. You know, I wrote a few months ago that, yeah, we're going to get a fall off. Won't be as bad as previous year, but it's at least as bad as the previous year. And so I think you have to say it's pretty fragile right now. China's in has slowed their growth. It's fallen about half. India's growth has fallen. Europe's in a recession. Our job growth is anemic, and there's this an abundance of uncertainty regarding the Middle East and Europe politically. So right now, it's pretty risky. The Christmas season's almost sure to be dismal. I would be shocked if we had a strong Christmas season. And in fact, preliminary orders, manufacturers and stuff indicate this is going to be pretty weak.
Ouch.
Yeah. So another tough year.
Very, very Grinch-like there, Bill. So,
yeah.
You know, your headline predictions when you came out for the report on 2012 is that Ventura County's economy will be worse than it was in 2011, and certainly so far you may be very right on that. We're in the middle of a recovery, although a very, very slow one. Why is Ventura County lagging behind the country and California in general in its recovery?
Well, one reason it's lagging behind the country is because it happens to be in California. And California has what I would say classify as three major areas. There's the Bay Area, particularly the four counties on the peninsula, who have done pretty well, especially for California. And then the inland areas, San Joaquin Valley and Inland Empire, are doing terrible. Fresno has the eighth highest poverty rate in the United States, and San Bernardino second, only behind Detroit.
Mm.
And then the rest of the coastal area is somewhere in between those two, and we're not growing because this is not where the venture capital is. What's making the Bay Area, the peninsula in particular, do well is that's where the tech sector is, that's where the venture capital is invested, and that's been by far the strongest part of the state. But it's just not enough to carry the rest of the state. And so coastal California, you say it's lagging the state. In some regards, it is, certainly in terms of economic activity, job growth. But in terms of real estate properties values, they've retained their value better than lots of parts of the state. That's because Ventura County, coastal California, is a much bigger market than local. And demand comes from really all over the world for coastal California properties. So that's held up a little better. Other than that, you know, it's just going to be awful tough to see growth in California.
Well, it is. And the newspaper this week came out with an article trying to put some lipstick on the pig. What they said was that sales tax revenues for the month of May were up 5.4% over May of 2011. Now, on the surface, you read that headline and you go, wow, that's pretty good news, until you dig a little deeper into the news article and you find out that the rest of California was up 9.3%. So it was not as pretty a picture. In fact, not quite half of the rest of the state of California was the growth in sales tax here.
Right.
So what's most disturbing to you about this stage of the recovery? Why are we so late in blooming in this stage of the recovery in Ventura County?
Well, I think it's because we're losing our middle class and we're losing middle class jobs. And what we're seeing, and this is true in Santa Barbara, probably Santa Barbara and Monterey are the leading parts of it, something I've talked about in the past, we're becoming a region where we have relatively wealthy, older people living here and people who take care of them, and then, of course, the ag sector, which isn't going to go away. And in particular, the ag sector is something that we say we want in Ventura County, and we do this by things like SOAR and other measures to keep agriculture, but then we don't do anything for the agricultural workers, and agriculture workers don't get paid very much, certainly not enough to buy a house here, and it's kind of a weird way we treat them.
Well, agricultural workers, almost by definition here in Ventura County, are migratory. They move up and down the coast where the work is, depending on the crop that they're harvesting, so it's very hard to develop benefits and opportunities for them if they're going to be moving every 3 to 6 months.
Oh, we have an awful lot to this day. And when the work I've done in the ag is pretty surprising into how specialized they are. For instance, people who pick lemons probably don't pick strawberries and vice versa. There's a lot of specialization, more than I would have expected. And for a lot of the workers, they do live in the county and work most of the time when they're working in the county. One thing I thought was pretty telling, Chuck Maxey and I did a project with the ag workers, and at one point we asked them, where would we put something where everybody would see it? And they said, the unemployment office. And that's a pretty amazing thing, because the circles that you and I travel with, most people will never be in the unemployment office. And so it's quite a different lifestyle they live.
That it is. My guest is Bill Watkins. He's a member of the CLU Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. Bill, I don't want to sound like a downer to my listeners, but
okay,
if you take a look at Ventura County, it has 25,000 fewer jobs today than it did in October of 2007, pre the Great Recession. And the job losses have been across the board: construction, manufacturing, retailing, personal repair and maintenance, even agriculture that you mentioned. The unemployment rate has come down a tick or two, but it's still at about 8.8%. What's it going to take to replace the 25,000 lost jobs?
I'm not sure we ever will. I think coastal California, Ventura County included, is in a major transition. And for one thing, I saw something recently. Somebody said that they don't expect to see the international migration to California ever pick up like we saw back in the 90s and the 2000s. And I can buy that story. Already, we've seen the percentage of illegal immigrants that go to California is down to 25%. It used to be about half. And of course, the number of illegal immigrants has fallen off dramatically anyway to the United States. For one thing, there's more opportunity in Mexico these days. The unemployment rate down there is about 5.5% versus the United States. So you're probably going to see a decline in the migration. You're very likely to see a decline in actual population levels in California. We saw that briefly in the early part of the 1990s with the collapse of the aerospace. And aerospace, it's come back in some areas, not California, though. And when it comes time for a business to decide whether to move to relocate someplace or expand someplace, they look at California, and for most of them, most of the time, it just doesn't pencil out.
Well, just to amplify on that point for just a minute, Scott McNeely, who used to be with Sun Microsystems, he left California for Colorado because of what he called excessive regulation and taxes. Amgen one of the largest, if not the largest, publicly traded company in our county, has stated publicly that it will no longer expand in California. If and when it expands, it will expand in other states. I guess that just goes to prove the point that you were making, that we're not going to see businesses and people flowing into the state of California like we did in the past.
No, and that's such a huge change from when I was a young man starting my family. And, you know, back in those days, the old days, the good old days, you know, California was a place of opportunity. There were jobs. You could afford a house. You could have a career. And it's just harder and harder to do that.
My guest is Bill Watkins. Well, Bill, let's put it on a little different note if we can. I'm not sure if it'll be more upbeat or not, but certainly a different note. And turn to international relations and talk a little bit about what's going on in Europe and in particular Greece. What are the implications to Ventura County of the recent elections in Greece? Now, the Greece president, Carlos Papoulos, has already determined that the center-right New Democracy Party is going to hammer out a coalition, and it appears that they are moving in that direction. The results of the election, however, last Sunday, were very similar to the results of the vote in May, which left really no party able to put together a working majority government. And the pro-bailout New Democracy Party claimed victory in Europe because they won, even though they're going to continue the bailout from the European nations. So I guess the big question is, so what? What does this have to do with us here in Ventura County?
Well, there's a so what in that all that we're seeing, including the huge bailout of Spain and Italy to the tune of 900 billion euros, I think it was, a lot of money there. It's just Band-Aids. Europe is in the process of coming unglued. I believe that means the Eurozone will break up. And even if it doesn't break up, that almost surely means defaults by some governments one way or another. They can stay together in default. They will likely cause a financial crisis. And that one, you know, we're not sure of what the contagion would be from Europe to here through the financial crisis. Our work indicates that it could be significant. More immediately, we're already seeing loss of jobs and slow growth because of the fall off in trade to Europe. We do export a lot of stuff to Europe, and they're in a recession. They're not going to be buying as much. Europe is a real scary place right now. Lots of uncertainty. It's probably bad for Ventura County, certainly bad for the United States economy.
Wow. Now, why is it that you feel that Europe is going to break up? They have the monetary union. Is it the lack of a fiscal union that really prevents Europe from holding it together?
Yeah, absolutely right. The voters and the citizens of Spain, Italy, and Greece are very likely to insist that their government use all the tools that are available to a sovereign government, and in particular, that means the ability to inflate away some of their debt. So I would expect to see a drachma issued eventually, and then I would expect to see big inflation in it. So, I made a quip a while back, I think it was in writing, that what I'd like to do right now is short the drachma today, but there's no mechanism to do that.
There's no market to do that. My guest is Bill Watkins from the Center for Economic Research and Forecasting at Cal Lutheran University. So, Bill, the G20 summit going down in Cancun, Mexico, President Obama is there representing the United States. What are the implications of the meetings in Cancun of the European situation? And specifically, President Obama is blaming Europe for so many of America's economic woes. Is that fair or even reasonable assessment of the situation?
Okay, it sounded like a couple questions in there.
Yeah.
One, I don't expect anything important to come out of it.
Okay.
All I expect to see, going as far as I can see, going out are Band-Aids until Europe eventually reaches a crisis which is too big to bail out, or the German citizens just refuse to participate anymore. So that's that. Europe is definitely hurting our economy, its economic growth. I don't think it is, what I would blame all of our woes on. And it's hurting. This is just a little bit of speculation here, but probably 0.5% of GDP growth a year, so it's not that big.
A half a percent of GDP growth, though, would slide the United States into recession from where we are today.
Well, I think we're already feeling it, so it would actually be, if they weren't in the trouble they're in, we'd add a half.
All right. Let me ask one follow-on question to this, if I can, because if Europe goes down, one of the big agencies that's going to help it is the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. The IMF is 80% financed by the United States. So we're here in California are going to be paying for Europe's bailout if the IMF jumps in and gives them money. How will that affect us?
Well, the president has said we won't contribute money toward Europe bailout in the past. I do think that given the unemployment in the United States and the fact that on a per capita basis, our GDP still hasn't recovered from pre-recession levels, that I don't think the American citizens are going to put up with us spending too much money over there.
No, probably not. My guest is Bill Watkins from Cal Lutheran University. We're talking about the state of the economy and his 2012 economic forecast. We're getting an update. Bill, looking ahead for the balance of the year, you said that the Christmas season is going to be dismal. Give us some positive news, if you will. What are the areas that are going to be benefiting in the last half of 2012 where we can turn our attention to a little bit more positive news?
Listen for, what is it, crickets? I don't know. We don't see any positive news coming out. We're looking at extremely slow job growth throughout the rest of this year and slow economic growth. I'd also point out that the day after the elections, there was a data release that hasn't gotten the press that I think it deserves, and that is the productivity numbers. And what came out was that the productivity in the first quarter actually went negative. And that's a real serious concern because that probably means some companies are going to be laying off. And that's been real unusual. One of the things that's been pretty spectacular since 2000 or so is generally in good times and bad, we've seen productivity increases. And the fact that we've seen a decline is a serious concern. I just say look for something really good in the next 6 months. I don't see it out there.
All right. Looking for that silver lining. Apparently, there won't be one for the next 6 months. My guest has been Bill Watkins. He's with the Center for Economic Research and Forecasting at Cal Lutheran University. Bill, if people want to learn more about your forecasts or they want to learn more about your writings, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
You know, we have a webpage where they can read whatever we write or do, and it's www.cluceref.org. That stands for California Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting.org, not EDU.
No, that is great. Bill, thank you so much for being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, sir.